ago. I tweeted something and they were just. The thing is, I never saw it. Because I'm like, you, I don't get notifications if you don't, if I don't follow
yeah,
you.
Yeah, I took off notes.
Oh, you took that shit off?
Yeah, I took it off. I think I might have been the first time. I did it time ago.
Because you might be saying too much controversial shit, bro.
Nigga, I did it like 4 years ago.
I swear
that. I'm not even in controversial.
I thought you did it because obviously the, what do you call it? The thingy tweet. The smelly dick tweet.
My nigga, I was banging the drum telling you lot to do this years ago.
What?
To turn off your notifications so you can at least follow you.
Yeah, I have not, bro. I haven't, that.
I'm telling you to do that. Nigga, I told you to do that when they slapped the case on your chest.
Oh, that case, bro. Yeah, I just went away, fam.
Nigga went to the mountains.
Went to the mountains, bro. My lawyer got me off though. Community service.
Oh, we need
bro.
To talk about Love Island.
Huh?
We should talk about Love Island.
We talk about Love Island every week. Right. I was saying, even when see when John Morant tweeted me,
That's fucking hilarious.
I didn't see it.
But the thing is, you didn't quote tweet him. That's what made it even more funny.
Yeah. So he searched his name.
Yeah, bro.
Or he was looking at the quote tweet.
Yeah, he was looking at the quote tweet. Yeah.
That was funny. Like, I didn't know what was happening. Like, all I know, I got followed by like 5 American baddies. I was like, what's happened there? And then he said something about me dick riding.
Wait, is it started?
Yeah, it's always started.
He said something about you dick riding. I don't understand.
You know, you go jail for that? Right.
What were you dick riding though? Like in the
he wasn't though. John Morant must have been high. He didn't understand. CD, bro.
Yeah. He got paid well this summer, man. He's doing everything this summer.
Oh wait, didn't he get his Supermax?
Yeah, he got his Supermax. Yeah,
he got his contract.
Yeah.
He wilding though. He was in that interview acting a fool, blood. I don't blame him. If I was sitting across from Taylor Rooks,
yeah, bro. Yeah, MJ, I could take MJ 1v1.
Taylor,
if we're being realistic, yeah.
Take anyone 1v1.
If him and played a game to 11 and Jordan got the ball first, then Morant would lose 11.
Nobody cares.
Well, at this age?
Not at this age, bro. MJ's like 60.
What I'm saying, if Taylor Rooks asks me who I'm going 12 rounds with, I'm calling out Anthony Joshua.
Mike Tyson.
All the heavyweights.
Heavyweights, bro. Literally.
Bring me Floyd as well.
Warm up.
You see when Jalen Brown was like, I'm going to have 5 championships.
Yeah, but I'm going to 28. Of course.
It's like Pat Beverly saying he's going to win the next 5. Well, I got the next one.
I got the next 5, yeah.
Do you know what? Yeah. But
are both cameras on?
One.
Oh, cool.
How's everyone been?
I've been sweet, man. What are you saying?
Yeah, man.
You're looking real sweet today. You're moving like a...
You're making me sweat. You're sweating. Why are you in all black, bro? Like some vampire, bro.
You look disgusting.
I'm always sweating.
You're sweating.
You're sweating as well, bro.
I'm always sweating.
Yeah, why are you dressed like that? Yeah.
Because you know what? I came out and it was cool.
You just did a move. That's what I did. You just did a move.
Went to Avon. Nigga, it's 30 degrees outside.
It really is, bro. You're sweating like Chino, bro.
Bro, yeah. I said Chino's like, hey, I'm a sweat for everyone.
Where is Chino?
You got some sweat for me.
Where is Chino?
Another chlamydia case. I'll come out and say it.
Graduation.
He told me the other day that he woke up, his piss was stinging. I said, bro.
You know what time it is. You know what pills
I can't help you with any of that.
Nah.
Give him some remedies, home remedies.
Nah.
Dr. Sebi vibes.
I told you that time when...
Rub some avocado oil on
I told you that time when my boy had spare chlamydia pills, huh?
He knew he was getting it.
I said he had a spare.
He knew he was getting it. That's
just in case. You know,
like it was a stick of gum.
He's in this room right now.
That's crazy. That's crazy.
Nah, that was crazy.
Man, like his paracetamol, just have him there, bro.
I respect it. You know when
you have headaches randomly, just
yeah. You know when you're just gonna link a dirty John, it's just like, why not?
Nah,
I don't know what time it is.
Exactly. Sometimes you gotta do them trips.
I ain't beat an ugly babe like in ages now. Like, I'm actually so proud of myself.
Why did you look at
what's
me
ugly
so
to you? Though? What's
you
ugly
that?
To you though?
Like, you see when you used to hit like fours. Anyone used to hit fours?
Wise man once told me sometimes you gotta hit threes to get your confidence.
Yeah, that I mean.
Three threes is a 9, you know that.
Hey man,
come on.
That's maths. Quick maths there.
But nah, yeah, I've been proud of myself.
If Steph Curry can hit threes, why can't I?
See?
I speak on it.
But I've been on a spiritual journey.
Niggas lose their bitch and now they wanna find God, bro.
Hey, no. Hey, shout out to Jax. I swear
he lost his head.
I was on the phone to Alex earlier, we were talking about this, yeah. He played every trump card in the space of like 3 days.
Yeah. Bro.
He played every card. He played every card.
The
he
suicide
played
the, card.
Do you know? I think he was bluffing. You know? I think he was the going home thing was a bluff.
You think so?
I think he wanted Paige to say no, don't leave.
And oh, I'll come with you.
Yeah, well, I'll come with you. And she said neither. And she
no, Adam's there, bro.
Yeah.
Do you know what it is? He played the I've never felt like this before card. Mm-hmm. He played the Like when he was like, I won't let her forgive me.
Yeah.
And Ludo was like, that's something Batman would say.
And then when, like, no, when he did the little notes thing as well.
Yeah, he did the notes card. Thing. Yeah,
oh. Getting your emotional bag with the
He got Dammy to vouch for him.
Dammy to vouch for him, yeah.
He got everything.
See when he was like, yeah, I'm going to do something cute for her. Nigga got lipstick and a paper, said, miss you. And I was like...
The thing is that he can't really do a grand gesture in the villa, innit, in defense of him. What's he really going to do in the villa? He ain't really got the means.
Unless the producer say, yeah, here you go.
Yeah, unless the producer's green light.
I think he must have done something crazy. He must have...
What, say on Adam, like, yo, let's go 1v1, like nah.
I don't think he said on Adam. I feel like something definitely happened.
No way did he say
nigga that. Nigga said he a specimen, first of all. That shit in Harlem, B, pause. That's number one.
Now we fast forward, man.
Number two, I was going to say, so... You know when he bugged out when he was sitting with Paige and he told Billy to fuck off and that?
Yeah. You know how moist Billy is?
The thing is, there's two ways of looking at it.
Don't lose your head. You're beefing with the wrong person. The guy's over there.
Like, yeah, that's true. That's facts. That's definitely something you would have said as well. But let's look at it.
What for?
From both sides, yeah?
Go on.
There's the side that we probably would have reacted where we probably would have stuck it on him
yeah.
and been like, get me.
Yeah.
And there's the other side where Billy's probably seen a situation. I've seen that a man's... Because you have to think about it. He's in the villa with man. He's probably seen man losing his mind slowly. Yeah, yeah. Get me? He's probably seen the decline of man's mind as days go by. He's probably seen, yo, like, if I set it on man, he's going to spill over, innit? Like, it might become a big thing. So he's probably like, do you know what? Cool, innit?
And in
Billy's defense, he didn't leave straight away. He kind of put his arm on him and was like, all right, like...
Yeah. Nah, I would have just said, yo, the guy you're beefing, he's not there.
But then even when Adam come over and he sat next to him, like Jax was better, like on edge, innit?
Yeah, because
Adam just sat there like...
No, that's the thing, you see...
Top right lad, man.
See with like Love Island, yeah, like...
Nah, Jack, what's his name? Adam.
Top right lad, man.
They paid him well to do that.
Nah, yeah.
They paid him to go in, stir in, dirty man, fuck it up.
Everything.
He's using the same bars as from 4 years ago.
It still works.
It's still working. Hey, man. I can't believe he's 26. When I saw him come back on, I said, yeah, this nigga at least 30.
30?
Right.
At
37 years ago.
But that nigga looked old as hell.
Cocaine's
that nigga looks old as hell, bro. That's crazy.
Kia said he looks like Tim Westwood. And I look at deep in the picture.
You see it.
I was looking at
and
the
his
picture.
Abs are mad weird as well.
And I was like, you see when Tim Westwood first got the beard? Mm-hmm. And I was like,
let's go, baby.
I said, man, it's coming. And then it came. The charges. But... Oh yeah, back on Tim Westwood.
They've been there for years, man.
No.
So what exactly happened? Because I'll be right, I don't really be keeping my ear to the ground.
So the documentary came out.
Yeah.
Documentary.
Yeah, he had a. I didn't even know that. He had a surviving Tim Westwood kind of
documentary,
bro.
And he's still walking the street.
I've been hearing Tim Westwood is a weirdo since primary, bro. It's like you've been hearing about it. It's just finally people are put in packaging. They did a documentary and it came out like boom, boom, boom. Now even after that, more allegations and cases are coming out.
It was like slowly coming. Like everyone had like not everyone, but like every. Woman you was around like nearly had like a story about like he's a creep.
Or even like you're in freshers, you're 18, he's there, and apparently he's taking girls.
Yeah. Back. I remember that. I remember like girls tweeting saying, "Oh, I was at freshers and he asked me to come back with him and stuff like that." I said, "Hey."
And you hear and girls were saying like, "Yeah, someone went back with him and they're 18 and he's like 22."
Now there's the allegation saying that he slept with a 14-year-old.
Yeah, that's absolutely disgusting.
It's a long day.
Yeah, that's crazy.
That's insane.
And then crazy. And on some better news, R. Kelly got sentenced.
Yeah, I saw that.
30.
How old is he?
I think
50s.
No, he's done. He's done.
He probably died in jail.
Yeah, he's done. He's
but
done.
I was even saying, like, for nonsense and all that, you don't see them kind of years. So, like, people were asking for more, but usually, like, nonsense, they usually.
I feel like his things are way more than nonsense, though.
Yeah.
It's kidnap, prostitution.
It's not just.
Human trafficking.
Nonsense. Yeah, it's not just nonsense. Yeah. That guy's got a rap sheet.
Yeah.
I seen one report saying that his fiance is going to stick by his side.
Why not?
Thing is, he doesn't even have money anymore. So some people don't stick by him because they have this money.
Has he still got his royalties?
Yeah, I'm sure he's still got money.
Sure,
he's still making money.
Bro, niggas don't get a slime back there on their deals, bro.
Yeah, but I remember. Did you not see the tweet the other day of all the songs he's written? Like, you know the big songs.
The thing is,
but people he's say broke
stuff,
now.
Like Mariah Carey songs and that he's written.
People say stuff like, and obviously I hear people say stuff like, I'm not listening to R. Kelly no more. Fair.
Yeah.
But a song you like has been written by him.
But that's what I was going to
say. Yeah.
Go to some of your favourite R&B songs, and just look at the writing credits, isn't it?
Probably
and
him,
you get me? Like if you're really
shocked, I saw a thread of all the big songs that he's made. Like classics.
Yeah.
And I was like, right, I'm seeing like Ryan Perry.
I was listening to music the other day and I'm clubbing my Marcus Houston come on the other day.
Did he write that?
Of course he wrote it.
Oh yeah, he did.
He's featured, and do you know what? He's like featured as not a feature artist, but he's
a love interest.
No. What's what I'm looking for? He's like in the song credits, isn't it?
Oh, okay.
Under Pied Piper.
Oh, I've seen that. I've seen that.
What is it?
I've seen that. He's under Pied Piper.
Yeah. Do you know?
He's getting paid as Pied Piper and R. Hilly.
Do you know what was sick?
I don't think he's brass. He's got
no way is he brass.
Too much of a footprint in R&B.
To be
brass.
A lot of the fucking council thing that were following things, apparently he's brass, he declared bankruptcy.
Yeah. A lot of men declare bankruptcy.
I know, but you know who's in it, but hey.
I was saying she
must be there.
But also, one thing is though, a lot of reasons the people that were enabling him, the reason why they turned on him because he stopped paying them.
Yeah.
And apparently he stopped paying because he was broke. So we don't know, innit? I don't know.
He must have been paying people a lot.
He was. Because obviously there was even people that knew exactly what he was doing.
Yeah.
Because they were part in the circle getting paid, looked the other way, or even like a facilitator. Or even hear about like some one mum, she tried to get a 17-year-old to R. Kelly, bro.
Yeah.
It's sick, man. The human trafficking is sick, man. But I don't want to speak about that anymore, man.
But yeah. Oh, even the whole Mo Farah thing, I thought that was sad.
What did he say?
He basically said...
He got human trafficked
to...
That in the Somali community, though.
I didn't know that. I thought...
Okay, I want to ask, the Somali community, why is everyone's birthday January the 1st?
It's like same way Afghans are.
Yeah, Afghans. Yeah.
Afghans are January 1st.
I've been clocking that.
When you come into the country with legal documents, you just say January 1st. For some reason, everyone said January 1st.
Everyone just say January 1st, brother. Nobody switch up to you're like, bro, you're making it, mate.
You're making it hot.
Like, come on, brother.
I've never realized that. Jesus.
Ask someone that's fled from war when their birthday is. And then if they tell you, be like, yo, when was you actually born? They're going to be like, I don't know.
I know, yeah.
Just born somewhere.
I remember my boy Abdi was in like year 8 or 9 and he was telling me he had a full-time job. And I was like, what the fuck? He said all his documents were messed up. He's got like 2 IDs or whatever. I said, I don't know what's going on.
How's he juggling school and
got two IDs? I said,
he was killing it.
No, in terms of his time, nigga took away, got 2 IDs.
Oh, no, no.
The school's only 9 to 3.
Yeah.
Bro, you went from like 5 to 11.
Yeah, you could do a 5 to 10.
That's a mad thing. That man there busy at.
Yeah, making bees.
Head of the household, man. He's got like 10 kids.
Like in my primary and secondary, I had an Afghan family, yeah. And all of them were in the year 2 years below than they were meant to be.
Oh, yeah, that happens bare.
You lot ever think about that kid that you was cool with and just never came back to school?
Yeah. A lot of them got deported, bro.
Yeah, man. It's like
we had a part in our school where all like the people that fled from war and that, they had their own block.
So what then?
It's called Greenway, yeah.
They didn't even try to integrate them.
They wouldn't integrate. They would just chill amongst themselves. So like the Romanians, the East Europeans.
Well, they'll integrate. Then, like, come here, come
then, like,
here.
They'll be like, they'll have full beards in like year 8 and they're just chilling there. Some of them had kids and that. I said, yeah, Fez, you do your thing, man. Get education.
Get education, man. Rob this England, man. Why not?
No. I understand that. But you know what pissed me off when I was facing niggas who were like 18.
Yeah,
and
bro.
I was like under 12.
I don't even want to talk about it. I can't remember. It was a school girl. I was like, yeah, 8, bruv. Bruv, one guy, yeah. It was Somali, bruv. Hairline back here. Yeah.
He was 17.
Bruv. I think someone tackled him. One of my players got Larry's like, bruv, you better be careful. I got kids older than you.
even in the Caribbean as well, we had one guy, I don't want to say his name because he's a footballer now, but he went to a school that was in our area.
Yeah.
And when I was in year 7, he was in year 9.
Yeah.
When I got to year 9, he was in year 11. When I got to year 10, year 11, he was in my year. And he was in the same year as one of my boys when he was in primary school. So they held him back. Now he's a pro footballer. So I don't know how that happened.
There was one.
And he was killing us. Every school game we played against them, he was ripping us.
There was one guy
older.
Yeah.
He must have barged me. And you know when you feel a grown man barge you?
Yeah.
And then
grown man stream.
And then I look at him, I was like, what the fuck? And the way he just like smiled at me, I seen a gold tooth. I said, nigga, he in year 9.
Nah, he'd been around.
Niggas was playing football against Leon Best.
There was one brother in
Naranja and
in my other boy's school, some yardy brother. Someone told me he had a bike, like a super bike. And I said, you're joking.
Man split up in a Yamaha.
Then I seen him. I said, he's not 15.
Nah, no, bare fake ages.
You get bare fake agent, bare African.
Hella fake ages, yeah.
But he was like the first Jamaican with a fake age, I've ever seen.
That was like my one, yeah. That was the only
The thing is, I don't know if there's even that many fake ages. In my year, probably not. just trying to think. It was definitely one.
It probably was. You just never knew.
Probably definitely ones, and there was one you who was 2 years below me, and in year seven, the bro had like a full beard, thick with the chops, with the lamb chops, and I'm like, there's no way you're 11 years old. No way.
See, you just gotta look at that. Like, come on, man.
Like, come on.
Like, at least shave it. Like, try blending.
Not 11. But the nigga would shave it and come in the next day with 5 o'clock shadow. You know, you got a 5 o'clock shadow.
What's your lot's worst memory from school?
Worst memory from school?
When I got rushed in year seven, birthday beats.
Oh, that's one of
the. That was horrible. No, that was horrible, man.
It's horrible, but I don't think that's the worst.
Nah, that was like the whole year. Do you know what? Kicking me out. I was like, come on, man. We've done 11. Like, chill out. I see some man getting an extra 15. I was like, hey, come on.
Yeah, you know, you don't like them. Like
hey, yeah, come on, man.
Do you know what? I'll be real. I look back on school like so fondly that I don't even. Nah, obviously bad shit happened, innit? It must have done, innit? But I don't remember any of it. Like, really and truly, innit? I'm trying to think.
School was the best 5 years of my life.
I remember when like there was like a thread on Twitter where people were talking about that PE and that, and about how PE was traumatic and whatever.
No,
fair enough. I'm not
play football traumatic.
Listen. I'm not gonna diminish how other people feel.
Oh, fair enough.
Because a nigga like me, to me, PE was the Olympics, innit?
Yeah.
Do you know what? Yeah, but same PE.
Some people,
that's crazy. Traumatic, it's crazy.
Some people, but you can't. Some people just felt that way, innit?
One thing about
PE that was fugazi, innit, was that if you had PE like second period, innit, you sweat and then you got to put your uniform back on and then go back and like do the rest of your day.
But we had showers, but it was scary because like
use a shower,
bro. Yeah, but it was scary because there was mad like I don't know. Like,
plus, obviously the showers are open and it was cold. Yeah,
Did you not have AstroTurf in your school?
No. I did Astro in the last year, my year 11. That's
what did you have in? Yeah. What did you have?
What do you mean?
You only had AstroTurf in the last year.
Yeah.
What did you have?
They were just out there on the grass.
We've been on concrete, fam.
Oh, crazy.
Even like peeing that.
Yeah, bro.
That's
like,
crazy.
We're like cages, isn't it? You mean like, you know, like playing on the block.
This is how I know you're from East London.
No, but we had a field.
Nobody played in the field. Bro, the field was janky as hell, fam. Nobody ever played on it. It was gold, but the goal was bent. The field is on a hill.
I'm sorry to tell you this, but you grew up in jail.
Now you grew up in poverty.
You grew up in jail, man. Like
East London is a hellhole.
There's worse things than growing up poor.
Yeah, that's true.
But
no, PE was fun.
Yeah. Like my school, I don't. Yeah, as you said, I don't remember it. But there was a lot of bad times, man. When I was thinking, fuck this. I remember one guy called me a snitch.
We had one guy like that in our school.
Did you snitch though?
No. Basically,
I feel like you did. That's what I called.
No, basically, he tripped me up, and then
snitch.
And then the head of year took me in, and we're like, "What happened?" Yeah. I was like, "Nothing happened." She's like, "You know it's on camera." I was like, "Go, what's the cameras then?"
Oh,
then we scuffed. And then he got in trouble. Mm-hmm. Then came back next day. Snake, you're a fucking snitch. Then, bro, everyone was like, "Yeah, you're a snitch." Having that tag, it was like for a good 6 months, and I was
that's crazy.
Now we had like, for 6 months.
I was trying to get my papers out.
Well, hey, check his paper. What's his paper?
Yeah, we had one Asian guy. He snitched on us. Well, apparently, he snitched on us, and we was calling him Randall. Everything like we in assembly, people were calling him Randall, and then one of the teachers acquitted him of all charges, and we had to all say sorry to him. Like what that was case? His case.
Being called a snitch like back then was
yeah,
like,
school was crazy.
There
was like black mark.
So
filthy.
You know what's a mad one?
Yeah.
Who was the first person to lick pussy in school, and then everyone found out? And when it was called being a bowcat, when it was being called a bowcat.
Yeah.
Do you remember? Do you ever remember when the first person? I remember our one. The guy, one white guy, he just went home. Halfway through the day, he just went home.
Why?
In assembly, people are saying, "Bowcat, Bowcat." Teachers are saying, "What's that?"
You can't offer everyone else.
People are telling the teacher.
People are saying, "Would you rather be a bowcat or a snitch?" That's how bad, you know, eating out was back then, bro.
Bro, it was crazy. He went home. He didn't come back. They were trying to get him to come do his GCSEs.
I'll
be honest. Yeah. I think he fucked up his whole education just because of that.
That's so crazy.
But do you know what? Yeah, there was no one that got found out about eating pussy, but there was one guy.
People found out BBM days. People get exposed, bro. You know, they were like, you remember, I used to find fun. When, you know the BBM hold list, like East London hold list. You see girls from your school. Woo!
Slow down,
bro. What?
What's she on?
They used to make.
She
never gave me any play.
I saw my cinnamon apple on a slag.
Nah,
it didn't bother me. I was like, it's rumors. But
you asked that.
But rumors like, back then, they'll bother you because like, fam, you don't. Yeah.
I'm not gonna lie.
You think rumors are real, innit?
Yeah, rumors.
Bro, like when the rumor I got shot, people because I missed school for one day, people like were crying and shit.
You got shot?
No, I didn't actually.
I was about to say.
But it was a rumor. I've been shot at, but
one time this list was going around, And I didn't read it properly, innit? And one of my friends who's a girl was on there, innit? And I sent it out. And she thought I put her name on it. I was like, oh. I was
How'd you beat that case then?
Sorry?
How'd you beat that case?
She just believed me eventually, innit? She believed me eventually. I put your name on there.
If you tell a babe a lie three times, she's going to believe you after the first
time. It wasn't a lie though, nigga. I don't lie to women like you.
Hey. What kind of genie is that?
Yeah.
Huh? Kind of genial.
It works. Tell someone something three times, yeah, they're gonna believe.
How say if you get a Viagra box and rub it three times, Alex.
I want to ask a question.
Alex comes up.
How does this guy get into relationships?
I don't, man.
The nigga are koalas. That's
women are desperate.
How?
Come on,
that's
man.
Crazy. That is crazy.
If I'm lying, I'm flying, man.
Hey, relax on my girlfriend.
Which one, nigga?
I have to actually like
say her name right now.
Huh?
Say her name right now.
Nah, man, it's long. Just know that we're together and we're happy. But
that's crazy.
I don't even know what to say now.
He's under pressure right now. That's crazy.
Nigga sweating even more.
You love to see it.
But yeah, nah, man, leave my girlfriend out of this.
But it wasn't me. It was Ilyas, bro. I ain't saying anything. It was him.
It wasn't me.
But how's life been for you, man?
Yeah, Ilyas.
Life's been good, man. I can't complain.
Industry.
No, you missed the industry.
There's a reason why the industry niggas are sitting on the couch.
Word.
I've never seen someone snap so much at events in my life. Never. That's me. Industry.
I do snap.
Wait, yeah. And you was on holiday for like 3 months?
Yeah.
How did you get away with that?
Because the nigga
underpaid. Cool. If
he doesn't have a job.
I don't know. Sometimes he tells me he has a job.
He doesn't. Don't
I think he moves weight. He was moving weight.
No, wishes.
Had to.
Only way. Move weight, bro.
Nah.
But Alex, to move weight. Alex, can stop at a traffic light.
Nah.
She's ambulance, right? Fixes first. Ah!
I'll
drop a brick off for my mum if I'll give it to Alex.
Yeah. The day I knew I couldn't sell drugs.
I lost it. Where? Oh, I was out with Jem and that. Things got messy.
I wouldn't ever sell drugs. I'd either use it, lose it.
Abuse it.
But yeah, man, drop me a kilo of coke.
Carla, someone puts a kilo of coke in my lap and says, yo, move.
I'm bringing bitches.
Ludo.
Huh?
I'm calling Ludo.
My phone's tapped, bro. You better send a pigeon, nigga.
Nah, you have to go to him face to face.
Word, bro. Don't keep calling me saying you got a kilo. Like, you know what?
But yeah, no, answer the question. How's life been?
Where's the departed? I'm not coming home for supper.
Great.
Life's been good, man. I can't complain.
As Alex says, we'd be remiss. Is it remiss?
Sorry?
What do we say? We'd be remiss?
Oh, we'd be remiss.
Remiss?
Yeah, we'd be remiss to not mention the...
Not mention... What's the word?
The scandal.
The elephant in the room.
Yeah, it is the elephant in the room. He's about as big as an elephant.
What's the elephant in the room?
Your brethren, innit?
What brethren? I got a lot of brethren.
Yeah.
Got a lot, you know that.
The one for the podcast.
Oh, there's Sharky, there's Stars.
And there's...
There's Faisal, there's Liban.
And there's...
A white guy.
Chunks sometimes comes on.
White.
White. Oh, Sean, my brother Sean. That's my guy, man. Yeah. I miss him.
What's going on there? What happened?
He's good, man. I saw him a couple days ago. He's all right. He's just doing his spaces and that.
Yeah. You know, I was in that space.
That was a cold space. He had 5,000 people in there. You know that?
I was in that and he didn't do himself much justice.
Nah.
So like...
His head was hot, I'm not going to lie. He lost his head.
Nah, he did lose his head.
He lost his
and
head.
It's easy to
And I get it, though. Situation. I get it. He was getting like hit up left, right, and center.
He would be getting mentions, DMs.
Bro, yeah. He's got like, I think like 15, 16K followers on
there. I just want, yeah, like, if he ever watches this, I just want him to know that I was a part of the mob. Like, I'm a hater. Like,
he was always haters.
Like, you see when sort of people like getting canceled, that's me. I'm front line. I'm a hater, man. That nigga had too much shine on him. It was about time.
Do you know what, yeah?
Nah, his head was hot.
Some of the shit he would say, innit? Like, he said something, he would say, like, dumb, like, football opinions, innit? And whatever.
Yeah.
Dumb football opinions or whatever. You never like to see someone, like, don't want to say lose his livelihood, because I don't know what he gets up to on a day-to-day basis, innit? It's not nice to see someone get, quote-unquote, cancelled or whatever, but at the end of the day, chickens come home to roost, innit?
Yeah, you can't be saying Pulisic is better than Salah, bruv. if we ain't going to get back for that.
That's not what he got cancelled for.
I know, but...
Did he say that? I didn't even know he said that.
You'd say that dumb shit like that.
Yeah, what did he?
Usually, I don't care about that football opinion. Yeah. Like, me, I don't like.
Yeah.
You even know I support Liverpool. I don't care in it.
Yeah.
Nah, nigga, they do because every time they quote,
I don't tweet about Liverpool. You know,
these random accounts in it were at bare Liverpool fans like fuck you guys.
Yeah. And they're
at Ludo.
And I don't tweet about football. But the thing is, yeah, they seem like tweeting dumb shit like that. Like, come on, man. And you?
Nah, he had some crazy opinions, but with him, he used to back his opinions.
That's what makes it worse. He's not even trolling.
So it's like fair enough.
If you had
stats and I'm behind it, fair enough.
Listen, at the end of the day, we just wanted to mention, obviously you're on here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But like for me personally, it's not nice.
That's two places he's been, you know,
Yeah, but yeah. Do you know what the whole cancelling thing? Yeah.
Does he have his own like little thing?
I don't think he. Nah, he doesn't. Nah, he doesn't.
He never had his own thing.
Should make his own thing.
He should have been having his own thing, Russ.
I told him before he got cancelled that he should have done his own thing.
He should have been building.
He's got like a good following.
I've been telling you for 18 months to do your own thing.
I've been doing my own thing though, man. Mm. Been doing my own thing.
What you been doing?
I don't know. Not much, you know.
Sex don't count, bro.
Not much. Nah, I'm a virgin, man.
Yeah, all right.
I'm virgin.
Yeah, all right.
STD check. When's the last time you got checked?
Damn.
Damn.
Do you know what?
It's like been a month ago. Like
I
a month.
Didn't get.
But I'm a virgin. I just November, got checked because I wanted to see how it was.
November, December?
Jesus.
From that's the last year, bro.
Yeah.
That's right. Crazy.
I don't need cheeks in.
No, but I use a rubber. Yes.
Oh,
so
but still, you should be getting checked.
Yeah, you should be getting checked.
I don't so need cheeks.
Use a rubber with the same person.
Should
so
be promoted. You're promoted safe sex.
All right, cool. I got a question for you lot. Get given the choice, yeah?
This would be good.
What would you rather pick? Herpes or HIV?
That's a hard one, you know?
HIV, you can actually live.
Yeah, but you can't live that long with.
Look at Magic. No, they've extended it.
Yeah, but we ain't got Magic Johnson money.
Yeah, yeah. He don't have it anymore. You got rid of it.
Yeah, he sacrificed at least five people to get rid of it.
Yeah.
All I'm saying, I ain't rolling around with like love bumps around my dick.
No, I'm telling you, the Magic Johnson thing is a conspiracy. I don't think he ever had it.
What do you think?
The conspiracy, they wanted to show someone a straight person.
Yeah, he got himself in a bit of trouble, innit? And they were like, yo, hold this.
Hold this, AIDS.
Nah, it was like, we're going to tell everyone you have it.
What, like MJ's flu game? Like, oh, flu game, but he was actually...
No. I don't think Magic Johnson was ill at all. I think Magic Johnson got himself into...
What, do you think he's like, what, like a little 500 million payout?
Well, nigga, I'll tell you if you let me finish.
Sorry.
Nigga got himself into some hot water. And then, obviously, the higher ups, like, kind of wanted to change the stigma around HIV because obviously it was
back then
like
it was seen as a gay disease,
etc. Yeah. So they're like, yo, one of the biggest stars in the world,
and alpha a known blah, player, blah, blah, blah. A known like yeah, yeah, yeah. he was
like, hold that, the woman. hold the Senate kind of thing in it to change the stigma around it. And if you go back and research, he did actually do a lot to change the stigma around it.
That's good. I mean, that's good.
One thing, like, you know what I clocked? He does. I don't think he has it. When there was a tweet of him giving blood.
Yeah, I saw that tweet. I saw it.
People know, yeah, bro. Conspiracy, he ain't got it, bro.
You see,
but yeah, I think it's
The Stevie Wonder stuff.
Oh yeah. He probably ain't blind as well.
Oh no, I've heard.
Also,
no, but is he like blind?
Let's talk about
conspiracies. Yeah. Is he like
basketball conspiracies? Do you think MJ got his dad killed due to his gambling?
Yeah, I think it's not.
What do you think about that?
That's confirmed
from the mob.
That's so cold.
Hey, but these conspiracies are crazy.
It's not confirmed, but I swear people have said it. Like,
I don't know. It's not beyond the realm of possibility.
Have you looked into it?
But my thing is, like, you're telling me Michael Jordan couldn't afford to pay off gambling debt.
Apparently, he did want to pay off.
They say that's why he retired for that. How many seasons was it?
They said he retired for 2 years.
2 years because he had gambling debts, and the commissioner was like, we're not helping you pay that off. Yeah. You might as well retire.
You're forgetting, yeah. You see, when you have a lot of money, you can put down a lot of money.
Yeah.
For instance, like America just made gambling legal.
Like sports gambling.
And then every other week I see Drake winning like 1 million.
Yeah.
But I know for a fact.
He's losing. He lost like 27 million the other day.
Bro, it's just the way gambling is.
It's like us, for example, say we put like a £200 bet, but then they'll put like a £2 million bet. It's just in comparison how much you can lose and not feel it as much.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I see a man lose 10 grand at a casino and it's not to them.
Yeah, it's not to them. Like, yeah.
And then they go put another 10 grand. Then they're happy they win. It's like, nah, bro, you lost 10 grand already.
Yeah. You just about broke even.
Bro. Yeah.
But that's the thing. Yeah, I've grown up. I've seen man in William Hill.
Yeah.
Shaking down the whole place.
Yeah, I told the story.
I remember I had a gambling problem.
Yeah.
Yeah, you was in Ascot. What's a nigga like you doing in Ascot? Yeah.
Nigga sticking Ascot. Out like a sore thumb.
I was in Ascot. I was doing dog racing.
That's crazy.
Bro. I know you're a pickpocket.
Nah, dog racing, money in that, though.
I don't steal, bro.
There's money in dog racing.
Yes, bro. Yeah, bro.
There's money in dog racing.
One eight bills once.
You know, if you own a dog, it is a good day.
Oh, I didn't own a dog. I just
no. But if like bet, apparently, I ain't
one of those fast ass dogs. I ain't one of them.
Apparently, Ascot's crazy though. It's like white people's carnival.
Yeah. It is white people's carnival. They go there dressed up.
Blow. Listen, I should have.
You could have made a killing.
Killing, bro.
Went up there and you were ill prepared.
Yeah. Bro, how many people came up to you and asked you if you got cocaine?
A lot. I had a gambling problem. I was gonna use my re-up money on that, bro.
Hey, you see, like
I had to go AA.
You see, like the first time you go out of like proper lads, like white guys, and when I realized life was different when we was on the train, and it's like all I had was everyone get their hands out. This nigga's. Everyone just doing coke,
Did you get your hand up?
No! Coke at 2 p.m. on a train. The little kids looking at all the hair. And I was thinking...
Tell me little kids it's salt.
I was thinking, this life is different. Like,
Nah, they enjoy themselves, you know that?
Yeah, they have a good time.
Lads, they have a good time. Lads, lads have a good time.
Oh, being a lad looks fun, but I could never do it.
Why?
That's too much, man.
But we were in Manchester for 2 nights, and after 2 nights, my body was shot for 4 days.
That's what you need to do.
And we weren't even sniffing. We were just drinking. Bro, I don't think niggas smoked a bit.
I go out for 1 night. I'm done for like 3 days.
You don't drink or smoke?
Nah, I never drank or smoked.
Oh, Jesus.
And I'm done.
But even just partying is
just a
lot.
Yeah, man. I'm done for like 3 days.
Being on the dance floor for hours, drinking, blah, blah.
I talk to women.
Yeah.
If I go out.
That's what you. I wasn't doing that.
If I go out with my friends sober, like,
you should be talking to women.
Why?
Huh?
You're single. Why not?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I can if I want to, but I don't want to, innit?
Are you single?
Yeah.
You trying to come out to
what do you mean, hmm? Are you single?
Hmm?
You heard me.
A man like me is never single.
Exactly. For him, yeah. For I don't know, I've never actually correctly like known his relationship status. I don't know it.
Because he only told you what he wants you to know.
No.
And plus, a lot of his lies as well.
I told you, what? When have I ever lied to you?
Not lies, but a lot of it is just not the truth.
Fabricated.
When have I ever lied to you?
I can't lie, yeah. A lot of it's not the truth.
Hey,
I'm throwing you under the bus right now.
I tell you like everything, the good, the bad, when I'm not quick, when I'm not long. I tell you're
really not long.
No, man. Nothing quick for the win.
But
yeah, not quick.
We're meant in there for long for.
I hear that.
In this weather as well.
Well, bro. Nah, we were trying to prove myself to.
Who?
I'm saying, what am I in the
pussy better? Women gotta stop shaming us. Nothing quick, low key, the way forward.
Yeah, man.
That's why I don't be beating my dick often.
Why? Nah, I stopped doing that.
I like coming fast.
I'm not gonna lie, I stopped doing that.
If I beat my dick like every day, then I ain't gonna get me.
Yeah.
Like, it's one of them ones just like, why are you shaming me because you have good pussy?
Yeah, you should be believing hustle. You playing music.
But why are you shaming me because you have good pussy? Like it's a bit weird.
Yeah, exactly. It's your fault.
Like, I always said,
have you ever had a woman actually shame you?
For nine quick?
No.
Yeah.
Yeah, I have.
Yeah.
I
thought you were a virgin.
you make it up
on.
I told you,
but if you just not quick, you just roll over.
The worst one.
I've not had quick,
like,
and the girl just said, "I'm gonna see you again."
If I said,
"Do you like you don't give it later?" Like,
fair
reload.
Enough. I said, fair enough.
My thing is this: if it's a shorty that like I've dealt with in the past, and I'm not quick, it's whatever. You know,
I'm catching on the rebound.
Team performance.
Yeah, I'm catching on the rebound.
He has an off night sometimes.
Yeah.
You miss a shot every so often. But if it's a thing where it's like, it's my first time.
Oh, yeah.
And then, like, you fell under the bright lights. That's the worst because now there's no reprieve. You get me?
Nah, mine was too much.
And they can't vouch for you. Like, is this a regular thing?
Yeah.
Nah, mine was too much foreplay. And I said, it was your fault. And she never saw me again after.
Yeah, because that's a lot of edging, isn't it?
I said, the game's the game.
You see when, like, you lips them with a babe for, like, 40 minutes?
Forget the lips and it's the touching and everything else.
So it's getting kind of relax.
I see my tweet say like a girl was like, as soon as you get to a nigga's house, his dick hard already. I said,
oh no, I'm hard when she's in the cab.
Yeah, 100%.
I'm coming, I'm hard.
Yeah.
Come on.
Nah, there's been too many times where
when guys tell me they have they struggle to get up, I'm like,
I can't imagine it. You know,
can't imagine.
That's it. But so I still want to take a dick pill one day though.
Why?
Just to see how hard it can get.
Look at Kevin Samuels.
There's a mad one you can get from Ann Summers. I haven't tried it.
Someone that he knows.
Remember,
why are you pointing at me? If I know him, you know him.
Yeah, no, we both know him.
You told me off cab.
The rhino.
You know who is already?
The rhino dick pill.
I think you said it in the chat. The rhino dick pill.
Why me? Nigga, not me.
Someone said it.
Rhino dick pill.
Like a rhino dick pill. It says no headaches.
No headaches. The dick pills give you a headache.
Nah, yeah, I had Viagra gives you headaches.
Yeah. Nah, not.
Well, you know about the dick pill?
Yeah, you're built different, that's what.
Well, you know about the dick pill? You got to sleep to activate it.
So down.
So you got to take it and then go sleep?
Yeah, to have a nap.
That's crazy.
That's like coffee naps. You ever hear about a coffee nap?
Oh.
Like when you back a coffee and you go sleep before it kicks in.
What about coffee shits?
Why do we got to take it here? I can't even.
Do you hear drinks coffee? Do you drink coffee?
Yeah, of course.
Do you ever have the crazy coffee shits?
Not all the time. Because I don't be drinking.
You know, if I want to clean myself out, I have a good coffee.
Oh, so done.
Yeah,
rinses me. I'm on the toilet for like 20 minutes.
If I smell coffee, sets me off.
Yeah.
No. What?
Oh, those.
What do you mean it sets you off?
If I have coffee before work, on that day, I need to shit.
Moses was telling me the other day, yeah, like if you ever struggle to shit, watch porn on the toilet.
What?
What?
And you did it and it worked?
Someone did it and said it worked. So then I'm next to try it.
My diet is very balanced. So
have you tried it?
Patient ain't an issue.
Davey,
what the fuck's wrong with you niggas, man?
Don't you look like Davey? Don't you look like Davey?
Apparently,
I say this like Davey, I'm crying.
Apparently, it loosens
ADHD
your muscle.
ADHD done in the building.
Should have given him a mic.
God, man, we don't want to hear what's on his mind.
He's a family man. Let's chill on him.
But yeah,
family man.
Oh, that's what I wanted to get into. Boris Johnson.
Oh yeah.
What's your lot's opinions on that?
I'll be real. I don't even really be keeping up with politics like that. But the nigga needs to resign.
Because I think he's a
damn near his whole staff's resigned.
I think he's a real one.
He might as well just follow with what?
I think he's a real one.
I think he should have stayed. He resigned technically, but I think he should have said, "Fuck it, I'm not listening. Let me stay in."
No, that's basically what he said though with the resignation. Yeah, he said, "I'm resigning when a new PM gets elected." Yeah. That's him saying, "I'm there till a new PM gets elected." Like what he's meant to do.
I love that.
Yeah, so he stayed in like a real nigga.
Just be mad, like I'm stubborn, like I'm not going, bro.
Nah, I think he's being stubborn right now.
Like me a dictator, like I'm not going, bro. You have to kill me, bro.
Nah, I think I'd rather just do that.
Let's just fuck up the world, like enough, you know?
Yeah.
Like I want to give my grandkids like six stories.
Yeah, yeah.
I'd like to kill the president type.
Oh man, my granddaddy was Boris Johnson.
I seen in Sri Lanka, yeah. They stormed
it. Yeah. You see the guy taking a shower?
They were comfy. You know the old hood videos? Man, on your block right now. Comfy. No, I was
busting up, yeah.
He's just there naked in the shower.
Man on the waste machine, yeah. In sandals.
I remember the old North London. Is that for right? That's how I see. You're a pussy, yo.
Nah, the Sri Lanka
the block.
The Sri Lanka one was hilarious.
But yeah, nah, like I've always said, yeah, like Boris Johnson, like he got shagged in it because
nigga said he got shagged.
How did he get shagged?
Because he wanted to be PM and just have an easy ride.
Yeah, yeah.
He got hit with the pandemic. Yeah. Trump was wilding with the war. Then he's got to deal with another war maybe, and like he was just like, I just want to chill. And I really think he just wanted
to crazy
the easy route.
Like, if you know a little bit of his story, like, he like wanted to be prime minister since like the day he was born, basically. And he's been plotting on it for years. Then he finally gets the opportunity, obviously, when everyone like David Cameron and what's his name, Theresa May. You know, he used to bully David Cameron.
Yeah,
David Cameron, you know, because all went like
that. No, but David Cameron looks moister anyway.
Yeah.
Apparently, he was a hitter, though. Apparently, there's one phone call recorded, and then some guy was like, I'm not going to get him killed. I'm just gonna get him whacked. And Boris Johnson is like, okay, then here's the details. And then like, I was feeling like he's actually a thug. Like,
yeah, you're right. Like he got given a short straw. A global pandemic, something you've never seen before.
Yeah.
2020 was crazy. Whatever shit happened before that. Trump, like, because you know America, you got a special relationship. Yeah. You got to hang with Trump. He's a crazy nigga.
Yeah.
You know, so you know that crazy thing for the edge. You don't want to be around all the time. Yeah. Like, yo, let's go ride out. Ride out where?
Yeah.
You got to take him in those.
Them guys at 4 a.m. Yo, what's the next move? I want to go to my bed.
You know what I'm saying,
that's
bro?
The next move.
Get home.
But yeah.
You got a dot in the back of the car. You got the what? I'm in the car with you.
But yeah, You're already an accessory.
Accessory,
like,
bro.
You're done.
You better not stitch. Shut up.
I'm doing 5 years.
Yeah. Be like, yeah. Hey, save yours. What do you mean, save, man? I'm on my third strike.
But yeah, no, like, yeah. But as I said, like, he's basically like, you see, when Hitler was in the bunker,
yeah.
He said the whole world's against him, and he's just there. I can just imagine him in number 10 with a cigarette.
Yeah.
Listen, as horrible as Boris Johnson is, comparing him to Hitler's crazy.
wait. There was one tweet saying, is it Dennis Schroeder?
Yeah,
he's worst German of all time.
Someone said Dennis Schroeder is the worst person to come out of Germany.
This was a Hitler. This was also saying Hitler. They fuck up LeBron legacy.
Yeah,
LeBron fans are crazy.
Nah, I love LeBron fans. They're hilarious. They're hilarious.
Miles Morris.
Nah, there's this one guy. I don't know if you've seen him. I always quote tweet because he fucking kills me. No matter what he tweets about,
something to do with LeBron.
No, he finishes it off with, Jordan was 0-6 in the finals. No matter what he's tweeting about, it doesn't matter. Listen.
Wait, is it? If it is Jordan was 0-6
in the finals. He signs it off with Jordan was 0-6 in the finals. Every single tweet.
That makes no sense, though.
It don't matter what he's tweeting about. He could be tweeting about the weather. Yeah. He could be tweeting about Patrick Mahomes.
Wait, do you mean Jordan 6-0
or 0-6?
0-6. As in?
He's a hater. He's a LeBron fan. He's a Jordan hater. Yeah. Every tweet he signs it off, I'm going to find the account in it.
0-6, but Jordan wasn't
0-6. I know.
But he just
He was like, Jordan was, it don't matter. He'll wake up and be like, oh, I want to have a coffee. Jordan was 0-6 in the finals. Yeah. It's fucking hilarious.
I respect the hate.
You have to respect
consistency.
I'm not hating hard enough.
Now you need to get your hating game up.
I do, you're right.
I feel like you're number one hater.
Huh?
You might be a good
one. You know, I'm not a hater when it comes to like sports. You know, sports have really died down.
Who did you support again?
I don't even know, man. Tottenham. But over the past like few years, I realised football is just like, not that it's dead. Like, I just can't get into it.
I can't get into it.
But then
I clocked football.
Last season was good though.
I clocked football died time ago. Cause I was, out of the man them, I was the first one to really start watching other sports. Like me and Ludo were like the first guys on the timeline to really start watching NFL and tweet about it often. Yeah. Niggas weren't really watching NFL.
When me and you met, you was watching NFL and NBA and I didn't really know anyone else.
We became legends at 2014, 2015.
Yeah, I didn't really know. I only knew one other guy and I was watching it.
Even watching NFL, that's not even my... NBA, I could watch it like here and
finals
there.
And play.
I'll be real with you. A lot of it was Liverpool being shit.
Yeah.
And I was like, I need an escape. I need an escape from the shit.
Well, like, it was depressing as hell, fam.
Bro.
Nah, but NBA, when it comes to playoffs, NBA's
the best. For me, it's the best one.
Oh, that fucking donkey.
Darwin Núñez.
You got the lemon, bro.
Hey, Darwin Núñez.
Look at all my tweets.
He's going to be good for you,
look. Look at all my tweets. I never wanted him. He's a donkey. I never wanted him.
He's going to be good for you. But, okay, look at it like this. What other striker do you have signed? There's literally no other strikers in the whole world.
You said we needed a striker.
You did need a striker. Money was gone.
Okay, fine. Why not go take a punt at Lewandowski? Worst thing they can do is say no.
He's
not your kind of player.
What do you mean he's not our kind of player? Núñez is. The nigga can't play football.
You lot love the in-behind runners and all that. Lewandowski's not that.
Lewandowski doesn't... He's going to score goals regardless.
But he doesn't fit the Liverpool system.
And Núñez does.
His profile's better for you lot than
Lewandowski. I don't think so.
But I'm talking about age now. If you signed Lewandowski 3-4 years ago, fair enough.
We can get two elite years out of Lewandowski.
Probably like three, maybe even. I think three.
How old is he now? What, 33?
32, 33.
If you get 3 years out of Lewandowski, you probably could.
Well, Ronaldo's 37. He just scored 18 league goals, bro. It's 18.
Ronaldo's
he's going to buy Barca, right? So he's probably going for like 3 years.
We need to talk about Barcelona's funds.
Bro,
I don't know what they're doing.
And they've just signed Rafinha.
What's his name?
De Jong, 17 mil. And they're out there signing guys.
How cheeky that is, bro. Someone owes you a couple bags. They buy the Rolex. Drop your hand.
You see a man owe you peas and you see him in the dance and that.
Buying drinks for girls.
See him in Selfridges.
You better not do that, bro. I'll confiscate.
Did you see what they said to him? If you go to United, you're not getting your 17.
Yeah, exactly. So
he's in a catch 22 right now. He's like, do I leave? Do I stay? What do I do?
Stay, bro.
Leaving 17 million on the table.
Leaving
17 nuts.
Million is ridiculous.
Crazy. Wait, how do you tell someone that if you go?
Because that's part of his contract. They said they're going to pay his 17 mil throughout the rest of his contract, but they're going to give it to him lump sums.
Yeah.
They said if you leave at any time in that contract,
it gets voided.
It's voided.
The thing is, they have a point because you'll be signing a new contract.
Yeah, you'll be signing a new contract.
Because you'll void the contract. But no, Barcelona, they'll be giving guys some weird, funky deals, you know?
Yeah.
They'll be giving someone some slight deals.
They're trying to cut the books. They're brass.
Bro, they were saying brass. They had Dani Alves playing for £1 a week.
Yeah,
bro,
it was a joke.
Like, Messi was like, I'll pay for free. And they were like, we can't sign you. Like, it's done, man. I don't know how they're going to survive next. They got the Spotify owner. He's probably devastated. He's probably thinking, fuck.
Yeah, you got sort of lemon, bro.
All the Spotify pieces going to Barcelona's debts. Like, they're finished.
And the Spotify owner ain't even peed up like that.
No, I don't think.
I always thought, like, as a football club, you can't even go broke like that.
Yeah, we see all the time.
Liverpool was on
the
Liverpool was sort of like 10 minutes away from like administrative. Like, no longer.
I get when it's the smaller clubs. When I hear the big clubs, I'm like when they were trying to say, oh, Chelsea are going to go into administration, I was like, yeah, right. Chelsea will never go.
I wanted that to happen so bad.
I wanted it to happen as well.
I wanted it to happen so bad. I wanted Chelsea, like, you know.
Yeah.
I wanted them to crumble a little.
End up in the National League South. I wanted that so bad.
Yeah. Imagine Chelsea in the Vanarama.
How you know on the Chiefs teams when they like this like have to be a new team like Wimbledon or MK Dons, I want it to be called Kensington FC. Bro. I want it to happen so bad, bro. I want it to be no longer exist, bro.
Fulham United.
Fulham
United, bro.
I might be a Chelsea fan this year. My boy Sterling.
That's a big deal, you know.
I don't really support clubs. I support players.
Yeah, that's gay. Stop cheering on penis.
That only the player stuff. That only started with LeBron, you know.
Yeah.
When he started moving,
it was LeBron.
When man said to me, "Oh yeah, I follow LeBron," I'm like, "Bro, come on, man.
Stop cheering on penis. It's not good for your teeth.
That's crazy.
Are you following a man wherever he goes?
That's insane, dick riding.
That's crazy. Yeah. To me, that's crazy. For me, for you to watch a team for 4 years, yeah.
Yeah.
And then as soon as one player leaves,
your contract's up.
Your
loyalties and ties
completely shift to another team is nuts.
Those are guys who cheat on the girl. You know that. On their wife with three kids.
Who, me?
Yeah, you.
And anyway. People cheat for less with
that. Cheat for less.
That's true, you know. Less,
bro.
That's true.
Hey, some guys are more loyal to their team than their wife, bro.
Yeah.
That's true. 100%. That's true. But you don't even have a team.
Who, me?
What does that make you?
I'm a free agent wherever I go.
Like, I remember obviously my school, said East London, like West Ham fans, like one of the teachers, like, yeah, I've been a West Ham fan since they were born. My wife only came around like 20 years later. So I'm all loyal to West Ham.
I'm not gonna lie, he has a point.
He has a point.
He does have a point. Who do you think's giving him more pleasure, his wife or West Ham? How 50 years
West Ham.
You know, West Ham fans win or lose, they're singing their hearts out.
Yeah, yeah. They're blowing
bubbles. I miss Bowling Ground, man. Upton Park, man. I miss that ground, man.
One of my guys is a West Ham fan. He said he used to go to the pub at like 11, get pissed, kick off at 3 p.m. He has a season to go in, get kicked out, Wait outside to start a scrap. Come home at like 8.
That's a proper fan, you know?
Bro.
At Green Street, what a movie. What a movie.
What a movie, man. What a movie.
But yeah, the whole being like a football fan, like a diehard.
You get into more sports. Like me, I watch boxing, MMA, NFL, like football, obviously, like basketball. It's just, it's so much fun when you watch other sports. Because like, for me, up until the age of like 15, 16, I used to watch boxing. I started watching UFC years ago, like when I was young. I found it by accident. I've told the story before. But like, when it wasn't until I was like 17 where I really started watching other sports. And I was like, bro, like, football's fun, but I don't slap that.
For me, NBA playoffs is better than football.
NBA playoffs.
Yeah. It's better than any fight, like, other than the AC Milan Liverpool final in
that's
five,
what I said,
or whatever year it was.
That's what I was telling I was saying that football should adapt the playoff approach.
No, I think it's too physically taxing.
Yeah.
Physically. What? Not 7-game series.
Yeah. 7-game series is just...
No, we like two legs.
Yeah, bro, they're already taking out away goals.
Yeah.
Like, because it's too fixed. It's like too taxing on their bodies.
Well, away goals?
Yeah, they've taken out away goals in Europe.
They took away goals.
But I'm saying like,
that, that made it more fun in a way.
It made it more fun.
But they took it off because teams are defending so much compared to teams attacking.
It's still taxing. Yeah,
so imagine saying, yo, play each other 4 times.
Yeah,
things will die out there, man.
Yeah.
But no,
but the Champions League bubble was good when they did it during COVID. You remember in Portugal?
One leg knockout, wasn't it?
The one leg knockout when Leon beat Man City. That was fun.
Yeah, that was just Bayern were just drapes in everyone, bro.
Yeah, and Leon was killing it.
Yeah, Bayern were just drapes in everyone. Fair enough.
I'm not gonna lie, I preferred watching football with no fans as well.
Nah,
I liked it.
I didn't like that.
I liked it, yeah, man.
I didn't like that. For me,
it was Liverpool horrible, so it made it look. I probably didn't like it. That probably like marred my experience.
Yeah, me too. But like NFL, we never saw NFL without fans, and I can't lie, an NFL game without fans would be like. First of all,
2020 it was.
But would you not like to hear?
Nah, it was the fans. Stadium wasn't empty.
Yeah, there was always a couple thousand. They always had a couple thousand.
It was always a few thousand. Remember when
every state was different.
We went into lockdown in March. Super Bowl was in February. But at the time the season started up again in September, restrictions kind of lifted, so there were still some fans.
Yeah.
It was never completely
states
empty.
States like Florida were letting in whoever.
Yeah. They never had a lockdown.
They never had a lockdown, man.
People were still doing like club shows and that.
Bro, it was crazy.
The only way it'd be interesting, kind of, to watch an NFL game without fans is being able to hear all the verbiage.
That's what I liked about the football.
Yeah.
When you used to have the cameras and you're hearing all the players shouting.
Man, Uzi Henderson.
How that chant? Get the fuck out of here.
Shout out Merchant.
I went to a Lakers game and it was the atmosphere was horrible, like the worst thing in the world. But
that's because Lakers fans aren't real niggas, bro.
No, but.
Plus, it was a regular season game, right?
Yeah, regular season.
It was a playoff game.
And it was probably against like.
But no.
Regular season NBA games don't matter.
Yeah.
I've not watched a regular season NBA game.
But you got to know, but
they do matter in terms of season.
I'm telling you.
Towards the end of the season.
When teams start tanking.
You play
like 89 games a season.
Yeah.
Come on, man.
Nah, but it was more.
It reduced the season, I think.
But it was more of, like, you hear everything. Like, even.
Well, yeah, what, your courtside seats? Industry.
No, bro. Americans don't.
Give me seats, man.
Americans don't make noise. Everyone, like, you see, like, even like NFL.
NFL
to a football game, you won't be able to compare. Like football is probably like the best atmosphere for sports.
Oh, yeah, best atmosphere.
Why he's probably got a point is because home games the crowd goes silent when their team's on the field.
Of course, yeah.
Because they want the quarterback to be able to hear.
I swear.
NFL game.
Yeah. Now I've watched NFL. I've just never noticed.
Yeah, because a lot of quarterbacks, all of them, in fact, have a mic,
like the earpiece.
Also, their offense needs to be able to hear them, so their home fans will be completely silent.
Okay, makes sense.
It's only like in a playoff game, like when I go back and watch like the old like Colts Patriots games, when like Peyton Manning would come to the line of scrimmage in Foxborough, the fans are screaming. You can't hear anything. It's in like the camera's fucking shaking.
Yeah.
They would say like in Green Bay, Lambeau Field, like it gets so loud or like thing, like obviously the frozen tundra as they call it. Like you can't hear it so think.
Yeah.
Thing I like about NFL season so short, so like there's no room for
every game.
There's no margin for errors. Yeah. Like that could mess up your playoff run.
And more than any other sport, home field advantage.
Yeah.
Because of the weather. Like imagine like for instance. Obviously, they won because Tom Brady.
Yeah.
But imagine like Tampa, warm weather team, having to go play Green Bay.
Yeah, cold. Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Minus weather. It's like things like that. Like,
yeah.
I remember I studied this when I did PA level way back when. But like in terms of, it's actually, we researched the statistics in terms of like win percentage.
Mm.
Like the difference between win percentage and loss percentage in any sport compared to NFL is so small. Like the difference, like it's such a big advantage, home field in NFL, it's crazy. Basketball's kind of whatever because it's like, you're just playing in a building.
You're playing in the
wall.
Do you know what I mean? And then in in like football, like our football. Because like, for instance, Liverpool go into like the a relegation team, they're probably going to win just because of the quality. But in NFL, it's like, bruv, and it's the variables. Like I always say this, the ball bouncing here and the ball bouncing there could be the difference between you winning 28-24 or losing 30-0.
Yeah.
Like it's, the variables are so crazy.
But niggas know Liverpool are European night. Hey. Variables changes, bro.
Hey. I'm not gonna lie, Liverpool on the European night.
Yeah, European night, scary.
I went to Anfield when we lost 4-0 to you lot. And I was like, Jesus.
What? When? Which one?
Which last one? Season. Last week.
I thought you went, the Champions League, when Fiorco won that crazy run.
Oh, no, no, I wish I was there.
We won that game like 4-2?
Yeah.
4-3 or something. Yeah.
When Phil Walcott got the assist and Adebayo went celebrating. Everyone went celebrating with Phil Walcott.
Yeah.
He's
still kicking ball, Adebayo, isn't
it? Is he? No, he ain't.
Adebayo's still kicking ball.
I think he is still kicking ball.
I wouldn't be surprised.
For a new team.
I wouldn't be surprised.
Who's Walcott playing for now?
Southampton.
You went back home.
What I wanted to talk about and then, we haven't even talked about Drake's new album.
But would we?
What do you not think of it?
Come on, man.
Is that I haven't even heard it. I'm not gonna lie.
I haven't heard it.
You haven't heard it?
I just heard two songs. That was it. Sticky.
When it came I saw all the people reviews like, yeah, I'm not even gonna bother going to it. That's like the house. I've never been a house guy. I've never been cutting shapes, guys. Yeah. Not being me, so like, I'm not even gonna bother. So,
you not don't like good vibes music?
Come on, man. I say good. I like good vibes music, but it's not good.
It's not rappity yappy.
You know why it's so funny? Because it's like, if we took the name Drake off it and called the guy Gomez.
Mm-hmm.
This new artist called Gomez.
Yeah.
He dropped this tape. Niggas won't be giving.
Nah, he'd go crazy in Latin. He'd go crazy in Latin American community.
Okay, we won't be giving the time of day.
We're giving the time of day because it's Drake. That's my point.
But you take a first listen and you make it, you say if it's good or not.
Did you like it?
But that's a separate point.
I didn't like it. And then.
You did, or you didn't?
Then. I deeped it, yeah.
My thing is, you only went to revisit it because it's Drake. You weren't.
No. I listened to it.
Drake has earned enough cash to get the benefit of that when people come back. So a lot of people have said
that's the point I'm making.
A lot of people have said they've come back to it and they've liked it because Drake even said at the start, you guys will catch up.
If you're listening to a tune like that, I'm in my bedroom, like dark as shit, and I'm listening to some happy tune, and I'm like, all right, of course I'm not feeling it. But once you get outside and you see the women vibing to it, then you want to vibe to it, like.
It's a location type music.
I only heard two songs on it. That
no, like really and truly.
But there is some music that you listen to first, you don't like it, but listen later, you start feeling it.
Even
that happens.
Even his Certified Lover Boy, I gave it a spun that.
I remember the last time I listened to Certified Lover Boy. I can't remember.
We need to just be honest about Drake and just say that he's not. You don't got it.
No, but I think he said himself, he makes too much money.
That's fair.
Oh,
that's
yeah,
fair.
100%.
I've been saying that.
So I get niggas, it.
He's not hungry no more, and it's that's fine.
And in everyone's musical career, they always do that.
Yeah.
Or did they get? When you stop doing less drugs, go down.
The thing is,
Jay-Z's
an anomaly.
Jay-Z put out his first album.
I know because like I think
30 years ago, Drake only came out really in like
my theory
2008.
Is, my theory is
how Jay-Z you so how you an 80s baby and born in 1968. How did the King of New York wear chancletas with jeans? How old is Jay-Z again?
He's in his 50s.
Yeah, and you're building that, bro.
Yeah,
he's born in 1960s.
He's born in 68, 69.
He's older than my dad.
Yeah.
But yeah, the album is not good. No, I'm sorry, I'm not having it.
You guys
can dress it up and say, yeah, like the women like it, and that's fair enough. That's fine. It will get played in the club and that. Man. Fair enough. I'm not going to argue with that. I don't think it's good.
Yeah.
Like I listened to it when it dropped. I listened to the first five or six songs, and I was like, this is nonsense. Like, what is this? What am I listening to? The song with 21 Savage is good
because
21 Savage is 21 Savage.
Yeah, 21 Savage is Spunder.
And but it's just
Drake and 27. That's a very good collab. You know?
Crazy.
Good.
But
it's just like
that's a good.
If you just look at his album since so he dropped, if you're reading this, is Too Late, which is amazing, amazing project. Did that come up before or after What Time to Be Alive?
What?
If you're reading this, is Too Late.
Came up before. If you're reading this, Too Late.
Okay. What time
came to be out before one of his albums? If you read it, he dropped it as like a mixtape.
What Time to Be Alive is very, it's a very good tape.
Came out before.
It came out before Views. Views is. I'm not going to say Views is rubbish because it's too
Views,
many.
Views got me and Alex for a lot, bro.
No, listen.
Yeah.
Views has too many good songs on it for me to call it rubbish.
Yeah.
I'm not call it
rubbish. I just think it's too long.
Yeah. Drake's always had an issue with pacing.
Yeah.
Always had an issue with pacing.
Same with Scorpion as well. Scorpion had good songs.
Scorpion's not good.
Scorpion had good songs on it.
More Life got some.
But More Life, do you know how he gets away with it? He came out and said, yo, this is a playlist.
Yeah.
It's not like an album, man. So he gets away with it.
But the thing is, like, just because he says that, like, it can be a playlist and still be good. It's not good.
I get what you mean, yeah.
Like, we're in a time where, like, a mixtape, playlist, and albums all the same.
All the same. It's all
yeah. Like, it's all
but
music.
He,
like,
but he dropped it. He dropped it when none of that was like.
Oh
everyone
yeah,
was doing
yeah.
albums and like and the short ones. I forgot they were called.
Call it a playlist, but it still came out on stream and you still listen to the exact same way. That's what I'm saying. You still package the exact same way.
I guess like
you got cover. Still got actually, one, two, three.
Now that you say that, albums are a little different. Like.
Albums, you put more time into it.
Yeah, yeah, albums. You can,
I'm not
you can,
trying to listen to an hour and 20 minute album in it.
Yeah.
Aren't you?
Nah. I hate when I see 20 songs on an album.
Sorry?
What's the average album, average time?
Like, my favorite album of all time is Reasonable Doubt.
Yeah.
And that's like 50 minutes long. Okay, 55 minutes long.
50, 55.
Just under an hour.
Just under an hour. I like albums that are 15 songs.
Yeah, mixtapes and albums, the thing is blurred because before mixtapes used to be something you release, but you don't get paid off it. And it's other people's beats. And album is original beats. Now, mixtapes is... You'll get
commercial mixtapes. Commercial mixtapes. That really came about the Dat Piff era when niggas really started getting paid off mixtapes back then.
Yeah, Meek Mill on that, yeah.
Yeah, like Meek Mill started getting paid off his tapes. I know, like Jadakiss got paid off consignment.
Simon, yeah, that was a good mixtape.
Dream Chaser 2, man. You had to be there when Dat Piff crashed.
Yeah, for Dream Chaser 2, innit?
A lot of niggas was crashing that Piff in it.
Hey, but I remember Meek Mill crashing.
A lot of niggas
Meek Mill was ahead of his time.
A lot of niggas was crashing. Logic was crashing that Piff.
I gotta bring this up. You see, Yo Gotti signed that girl,
Glorilla.
I said, yeah.
What's
listen,
her name? Glorilla.
Glorilla, yeah.
I said, if you sign a contract.
Glorilla, yeah. From Memphis, yeah.
That's
Memphis.
A crazy.
If you
name.
Sign a contract with a brother and he pops champagne for himself.
Uncle, fuck nigga free. What? Nigga free?
I'm the one
I know.
Hey, did she
die? Fuck
nigga
free.
Nah, bro, no one's listening. But I'm saying, if you sign a contract with a brother, yeah, and he pops champagne for himself.
He swindled you.
We got another one.
No, the funniest ones are when they buy them a car.
Bro, oh,
congrats for signing to me. Here's a car.
It's out of your advance.
Yeah, it's not out of any. It's not out of my pocket.
Imagine one day you're just like, you're trying to sum everything up. You see, like when Tupac went to Suge Knight.
Yeah, Suge Knight was like, you're me.
Suge Knight brought out the black book. You see, going down to petrol. Yeah.
You see the holes you pay for, the Ace of Spades, the electricity, the hotel,
everything.
Nah, long day, man.
No. I can't lie. I'll be honest. Let me come out honest here. If I was a record label, I would slide my artists too.
Well, like P Diddy.
360 deals. If I, bro, you know what 360 deal is? I'm making money with all your endorsements, all your things. I'm gonna make you sign that deal too.
Yeah.
People don't be reading. That's what.
The funniest was when Yachty was on Breakfast. Was it not Breakfast Club? The other one.
Blueface.
Everyday Struggler. When
it was
Little Yachty and Joe Budden was like, "What's your contract?" And he didn't know.
Oh yeah, I remember
that. That was hilarious.
But then people were giving Joe Budden shit for that.
No, because obviously
he was shouting at him.
Because he was shouting at him.
If he was speaking like this, it would have been different. Yeah. But he was raising his voice.
I remember when Blueface was on Breakfast Club and Charlamagne asked him about his deal.
Yeah.
And he said something like, "Yeah, Birdman signed me." And he said something and then like DJ Envy and Charlamagne looked at each other. Yeah. And then
you know that video. You know the picture of what's the name?
Blueface.
No. Of Does He Know?
Yeah. Does he know? So like DJ Envy and Charlamagne look at each other, innit? And then Angela Yee's kind of like, she said something.
Yeah.
And then Charlamagne was like, he'll be all right. Blueface gonna be all right. Oh, I was fucking crying.
Because he signed to like Birdman and what's his name?
He signed to Hell Niggas.
What's that Slim. One nigga? Not Slim.
Whack.
Whack. He signed to Whack.
I hate Whack.
Like, he's on to like Cash Money West.
Yeah.
And but that's under Birdman.
Yeah.
Thing. It's like you know a lot of people, they signed to like four different people.
I couldn't live
straight if I handed someone a contract. Man. It was the slimiest contract ever.
Oh, I'm sleeping easy.
Yeah, you sleep easy.
I'm slimy the contract. Listen, I'm going to make a slice off you.
Yeah.
But I'm not going to be disingenuous about it. I'm going to say, look, here's my cut. Here's your cut. Get me.
I'm putting like, bare legal terms that you don't understand.
Yeah. Who was in the future? You had like... four albums left on his deal, and he put out like four albums in like the space.
Yeah,
of
but
like
he signed to
No, that was because his manager was his friend that he fell out with, and his friend like slimed him.
Yeah, but
he signed to some mad.
And
deal
then Megan Stallion had something wrong with her contract as well. She had
she got signed for like 80 bags or something.
Yeah.
Some crazy.
But people, I don't actually blame a lot of people for signing fucked up deals. Say you're in a hood,
a hood.
You have no money. Someone comes to you, I'm giving you 100k advance straight up. You're gonna take that. You've seen 100k before, bro. You're taking that straight money up. Like I'm broke. Bro, my mum's got bills. You're gonna take that money straight up, bro. Yeah.
So, Do you know what we need to talk about? I don't want to cut this conversation short. Yeah. The new Thor. I haven't watched it yet, but I heard it's horrible.
I haven't seen it.
It is some ass. Nobody's seen it, so we don't need to carry on. But yeah, so
I was just gonna say. I remember Prodigy was on the Premium Pete show. It was crazy because like a few months before he died, and he was talking about how like when him and Havoc signed as Mobb Deep in it, and their advance was like 10 racks.
Yeah.
Bear in mind, this was like in the early 90s, isn't it?
That's a lot.
10 racks, by the way, probably like 40 bags.
Yeah.
Like,
so it's like,
yeah. How much,
But the funny thing is that, the Havoc signed it on the behalf of the both of them. The guy gave him the money, cash.
Yeah.
There and then. Havoc pulled up to Prodigy's crib with like Prodigy's 5 racks.
Mm-hmm.
And then Prodigy was like, where's your piece, innit? Habit just pointed towards like bare bags.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Basically spent the whole advance like on the day he got it. Damn near half like.
Yeah.
So it's like when you're from the hood,
yeah, of course.
And, like, people give you this money. You never seen this kind of money before.
Yeah. You're gonna like NFL players that go broke.
Yeah.
They just spend all that. Imagine you sign and here you go, here's 15 M's.
Yeah.
You're going crazy with that money.
Even those guys who bust, like even if you're a bust, when you sign, even when you get like Jamarcus Russell, for instance.
Yeah, you got 35 million. Yeah. I was watching the today.
So it's like when you get.
You got 35 million guaranteed.
Bro, that NFL
number
bust?
One, that number one draft pick paycheck is nice.
Yeah, yeah.
This is before they changed the CBA.
This is before
when you could come and. Because the CBA now is restricted. Everyone gets. You get what you get. It's slotted now.
Yeah.
This is before it was slotted where you can. You can talk to your teams like, I want this.
Yeah.
You can negotiate before you sign the deal.
Yeah, yeah.
But now it's slotted where, if you're the first, you get.
Yeah, there's like email, a rookie minimum, yeah, rookie maximum. Minimum. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You
get
32, depending on how much you make, or how good you're in your rookie contract. Yeah. Before that, the CBA changed it. It was like, you negotiate with your team. Okay, yeah. I want.
So you could get as much as the start.
His deal was 62 million for 6 years.
Yeah.
And 35 million guaranteed at signing.
Because the thing is, you have to understand as well, is that like, we let these crazy numbers like, like Jokic just signed for what, 5 years, 270?
No, you see, Dame Lillard, 2 years, 120.
Yeah. But it's like, realistically, if someone dropped you to 30 M's today, you never have to work a day in your life.
Yeah.
Like, we let
if you
these
use
crazy,
it, yeah, use it like, you know,
we let these crazy numbers skew our view of how much 30 million really is.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
A lot.
Marcus Russell got, he got drafted, what, 2007?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
15 years.
He's still living till now.
He's still living
he's
good.
Still live off it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He's generation.
If you're smart,
your kids. Yeah,
but you gotta understand, once you got 30 million,
you start thinking, I gotta spend 30 million.
You're not eating Burger King or McDonald's. You're getting lobster every day.
I don't know. I never had that kind of money before. A nigga like me, I'm frugal, innit?
Mm.
Nigga like me, you give me 30 million, I'm still putting water in the fairy liquid, innit? Like, we're still living
me?
Life.
I don't know
about that, bro. Me, if I get 30 million, everyone's getting bust down chains, watches, bro. The whole hood, fam. You crazy. I'm probably be one of those guys that win the lottery and go broke in like 5 years later, bro.
I can't lie, I'm seeing
you on the block telling the stories. Yeah, I had 50 mil, man.
I get 30 million.
Like, you crazy.
Yeah.
Mind me, the crackhead's back.
Yeah, I'm probably overdosing. I'm living life. If I get 30
million, bro.
Yeah.
I'm like, the thing is, I'm rich enough to do cocaine.
A crazy purchase in me. A nigga let me might just buy some land and just buy horses.
Yeah.
And make them race each other.
Oh, yeah, Rick Ross vibes.
I have Ludo bet on them.
Yeah, Rick Ross vibes. Like, yeah, man.
Didn't Fecky do that?
Sorry?
I didn't Fecky do it.
What?
But he just bought a farm.
He got money like that.
Yeah, nah, different.
I used to fuck with Fecky when I was in school.
Fecky, bang, bang, bang.
Come on then. Banging tapes still.
Nah, Fecky, I've never.
You used to like Fecky? I used to fuck with Fecky, I used to fuck with Femfell.
Who done bags and boxes in school?
Blade Brown. Come on, Blade Brown. Man, what the fuck?
Blade Brown.
Him and K-Traps.
I couldn't remember his name.
How care?
No, you know that's so simple, that's not asking you the Nas.
Nah, but how you, that's crazy.
I couldn't remember the name.
We're gonna have to take you under surveillance for that one. We're gonna have to start investigating your London sentence.
I got my lawyer over there.
Mm. You're doing life. The payment came through though.
It's been an hour. Oh shit.
Oh my goodness.
Anyone wants to sign off?
What's the sign off?
Yeah, why not? When are we dropping this?
Sunday.
Cool. Listen up. Use the hashtag AOTPod. Subscribe to the YouTube channel if you haven't already. Thank you to my good friend Ilias for joining us again for another episode. Say your socials again.
Time, man. Ilias Noriega.
That's across all.
If you want to edit it right, you can put it right here.
How are you Somali and cool?
You think that's my surname? I wish that was my surname.
But yes, it's Ilias Noriega across the board, innit? All your socials, innit?
Yeah.
So yeah.
Now we know his birthday, 1st of January.
Word.
Nah, it's not. It's like, it's in the summer.
Well, you were born here, innit? Yeah, I was born here.
Oh, shit.
But no, you got it like stopped. You weren't born.
Because it's such a funny question to ask. Yeah, I was born here.
Conspiracy still.
Conspiracy.
But yeah, listen, use the hashtag, like and subscribe, share. Thank you, everyone. Thank you for listening.
Over and out.
Boom.
Peace.